Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so Spencer Strider's out for the year. Found that out on Saturday. Made a couple starts. Didn't look good in the final one. Now, I guess if there's silver lining, like you were talking about, he's getting a different type of surgery than the Tommy John surgery. The Tommy John surgery timeline is like 14 to 16 months, which, by the way, he's already had back in 2019. He's getting a slightly different surgery on his elbow, which would keep him out for 12 months, which is this whole year, and then maybe he'd be able to be back at the beginning of the year next year. But for all intents and purposes, there's no reason to talk about Spencer Strider other than that sucks. I wish it didn't happen, but he's gone for a year. Spencer Strider's gone for a year.
All right, okay, so it says he will miss the remainder of the season with an internal brace surgery.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
To repair the torn UCL in his right elbow. The advantage of the brace procedure over the Tommy John surgery is a shorter recovery, so he could possibly pitch early next season instead of midseason.
Yep.
Okay, so there it is.
But for this year,
he's gone.
He's gone.
Yes.
So, okay, so now what? Just a big picture. Like, you find that news out, what does that do to your expectations, your general feeling towards this Braves team and what this season can be?
I still think they can win the World Series.
I do, too.
I think they still
–
They should still win the World Series. I'll say it like that because, I think as big a part of what Spencer was and is to this team and their success, I still think this team is built. They still got a bunch of A-list players.
Yeah.
Now, that's an important spot. Don't get me wrong.
It's incredibly important.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to minimize that and everything because that's the one thing when he went down. You know, everybody, well, they did win the World Series without him and all that. I understand that. I don't want to try it again.
Right.
But, they're going to.
The way they won the World Series, let's just be clear about it, while fun and was amazing, it's not the blueprint.
Yes.
Like, best player gets hurt and then replace him with a bunch of guys who magically go off in successive series.
Yes.
In the play, no, it's not like it was amazing that it happened.
Yes,
what they've been doing the last couple of years, while it hasn't worked, is actually the blueprint,
right,
which is be the best team in baseball over the course of 162.
Yes,
and then try to get hot during the playoffs. The problem is, and this is where it affects me a little bit, is he's the guy that you need to get hot in the playoffs.
Like,
you have to have
he wins games
two frontline starters for the most part. I know there's other ways to do it and all that, but like. Spencer Strider, Max Fried, or Charlie Morton, Max Fried, a couple of years ago. Who knows? Maybe it's Chris Sale. He's off to a nice start, but it's a long way to go before we start saying that.
Right.
They may have to make a move. Like, there's a possibility of a move at some point, but that's in the summer. Like, you're not doing that until the summer comes around. You have depth, which is nice, but you don't have depth that's him. You also missed Max Fried for the majority of the year last year and won 105 games.
You
so I have no doubt the Braves can still win 100 games this year. It's just a matter of when you get into these playoff series, which is what the whole season was about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy who was going to get the ball game one.
Yeah, man.
And now you don't have him anymore.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you got to have to do it by committee until somebody steps up. I mean, I'm not saying step up to replace him because that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
we're talking
about
a guy who can go in there and consistently not get on the damn Wankster wagon. Mm-hmm. You know, not being back and forth to Dan Burnett. That's the kind of guy that you need right there in that spot. They got guys who've done it. We talked Bryce Elder. You know, he's been there.
He was an all-star last year.
He was an all-star. He was. And so, I mean, those are things that you have to hang your hat on, and I don't know when he's going to be ready or whatever to actually go and pitch with the big club and everything. But, no, this is a situation where it sucks, but it doesn't derail things. Now, it's going to make it a little bit more harder. Yeah. When they need it most in the postseason. Regular season, not even worried about the regular season. You don't want to see them lose and all those different things, but they're going to be there in time for this thing to get rocking in October and everything, but I don't know where they go. I mean, we talked, there's names out there, and why didn't they go get this guy at this particular time? Because they didn't need him at this particular time.
Because they had Spencer Strider.
Yeah, they were straight.
Who everyone in baseball was saying, oh, this guy's going to set the world on fire. Yeah, he's going to win the Cy Young.
Now they don't have him. Right. Now the guy you could have got is already another team.
Right.
And so unless they make a trade, and one thing about a trade that if it is a trade that Alex pulls off, it's going to be like, really? This guy was good 2 years ago. It's gonna be an Alex. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an Alex trade. Like, this guy was good 2 years ago.
Maybe we could get some value where other teams haven't found it or something like that.
It's gonna be that. So let's just prepare ourselves for that Braves fan and not get all mad. What is that? We already know because of the track record of Alex. He's gonna bring in somebody. We're like, the hell is this guy?
And I'm trying to look now, like, who won the Cy Young in 2017 that's out there? Yeah, Corey Kluber just retired. Maybe he can talk him out of retirement.
Maybe he can talk Corey Kluber out of retirement. And he comes back, and he gives us one last run. Because a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. I know who won the Cy Young in 2020, and he's out there. I guess Dave O'Brien said on Dukes and Bell, this is one thing I did see last week when I was on vacation. Don't even say his name because it's not an option. That was before Spencer was hurt.
Yeah.
Trevor Bauer's still out there.
We talked about him beginning of the show. I understand the name and everything and why they – I don't know – I don't understand why they won't bring him. I just don't think they will because they got an opportunity to do it. I don't think they will bring him
in. Seems like no one's going to.
And the thing about it, it seems like nobody is going to bring him in and everything. And that's why I said it goes back to the – well – they kept Marcel got in trouble. Marcel was still owed $60 million.
And he was already here. They didn't wait till Marcel Ozuna got arrested for domestic violence and DUI. Yes. They're like, oh, yeah, let's sign him. They already signed him to a bunch of money, and then that stuff happened.
But yeah, he's out there, and that's going to be a name that could my thing is this. Would I sign him? Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
I would sign him,
I would too.
But, I mean, I don't understand why they I don't understand why they won't, but why won't any other team either?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Yeah. And, I mean
– like, nobody seems to be giving him anything.
More reporting needs to be done on it, but all the stuff was dropped, and he went on to say – and this is his word, and this may not be true, but he had a lot of receipts in terms of text messages and stuff saying that it was a setup, like that what was being accused against him ultimately was not – true.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he didn't get in any legal trouble. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is such a low bar, and I don't want to be, but it's true. Like, there's a lot of people that have actually done worse stuff that are employed by Major League Baseball teams right now that have gotten in trouble for worse stuff, including guys that are on the Braves. So, yeah, but you're right, though. It's not just them that aren't interested in him. No one in baseball seems to be interested in him, and I don't know why. It's possible they know more than we do, which I would hope they do.
Yeah.
Right?
But, yeah, they got to figure something out. Like I said, the Petro's high. That damn Wangster wagon can't be going back and forth from Gwinnett to Cobb County.
Can they get, a hybrid?
No, Wangsters don't ride in hybrids.
What?
No.
What, was it like an old Oldsmobile or something that we decided it was?
Yes.
An old Lincoln or something?
No, Wangsters do not ride.
High gas mileage automobiles.
87 with the damn tank in the back where you got to pull down the license plate.
And the roof's falling down.
Yeah, you got tacks in it trying to hold up the roof.
Whatever that upholstery in the car for whatever reason is drooping down.
That's what the Wangster wagon is. With the gas tank behind the damn, with the license plate.